great Lord. Wise men there sit and wail their loss. But surely sea cuts will they dress their harms. What though the mast be now blown overboard? The cable broke, the holding anchor lost, and half our sailors swallowed in the flood. Yet lives our pilot still. It meet that he should leave the helm, and like a tearful lad with tearful eyes, add water to the sea, and give more strength to that which hath too much. Whilst in his moan the ship splits on the rocks, which industry and courage might have saved. Oh, what a shame. Oh, what a fault were this. Sir Warwick was our anchor. What of that? And Montague, our topmast. What of him? Our slaughtered friend, the tackle, what of thee? Why is not Oxford here another anchor? And Somerset another goodly mast? The friends of France are shrouds and tacklings, and though unskillful, why not Ned and I for once allow the skillful pilot's charge? We will not from the helm to sit and weep, but keep our course, though the rough wind they know. From shelves and rocks that threaten us with wrack. It's good to chide the waves that speak them fair. And what is Edward? What a ruthless sea. What Clarence? The quicksand of deceit. And Richard but a ragged, fatal rock. All these, the enemies to our core bark. You say you can swim. The last is but a while. Tread the sand. Why, there you quickly sink. Beside the rock, the tide will wash you off. Or else you vanish. That's a threefold death. This speak I, lords, to let you understand. If case some one of you would fly from us. But there's no hoped for mercy with the brothers. More than with ruthless waves, with sands and rocks. Why? Courage, then. What cannot be avoided? To a childish weakness to lament or fear.
Methinks a woman of this valiant spirit should, if a coward heard her speak these words, infuse his breast with magnanimity and make him naked foil a man at arms. I speak not this as doubting any here. But did I but suspect a fearful man, he should have leave to go away betimes, lest in our need he might infect another and make him of like spirit to himself. If any such be here, as God forbid, let him depart before we need his help.
Women and children of so high a courage and warriors faint. Why, for perpetual shame. Our brave young prince, thy famous grandfather doth live again in thee. Long mayest thou live to bear his image and renew his glories. And he that will not fight for such a hope, go home to bed. And like the owl by day, if he arise, be mocked and wondered.
Thanks, gentle Somerset.
And take his thanks that yet has nothing else.
Prepare you, lords, for Edward is at hand, ready to fight. Therefore, be resolute.
I thought unless it is his policy to haste thus fast to find us unprovided, but he's besieged. We are in readiness.
Aye.
This cheers my heart to see your forwardness.
Here picks our battle. Hence, we will not budge.
Signals to the point!
Lords, knights, and gentlemen, what I should say, my peers gainsay. For every word I speak, ye see, I drink the water of my eye. Therefore, no more but this. Henry, your sovereign, is prisoner to the foe. His state usurped, his realm at slaughterhouse, his subjects slain, his statutes cancelled, and his treasure spent. And yonder,